Hello, everybody. I am Angela, and you're listening to Spill the Coffee. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about a few things. But the first thing I want to talk about, and it's really important, I just want to thank you all for just listening to this like podcast in general. Like, it makes me very happy that you're all enjoying it as much as I am. And thank you also for how much you loved the last episode. It was really fun to film with. And today I'm alone. Sorry, I didn't bring anyone. I'm just not that popular. I don't have that many friends and I don't like people. I think I'm pretty clear about that. So, also I wanted to say that if you hear any background noise, is that I'm sweating, so I had to put on the fan. And if you hear anything, it's definitely that. So the first thing I need to talk about is my dear Stranger Things. I did not talk about this on the last episode because I was here with my best friend, so we didn't do that because she is stupid and she doesn't like it. But I'm out of breath because it's so fucking hot outside. Oh my god. I wanted to talk about it. Honestly, obviously, this contains spoilers. So if you don't watch Stranger Things, and if you haven't watched Stranger Things 4 or in general just yet, I advise you not to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, well, to this episode, if you don't mind the spoilers, then go ahead. Go ahead. So I love Stranger Things very, very dearly, not only for the hot as fuck cast, but for the, like, you know, the storyline. So I was really excited for this season because, you know, it's Stranger Things and every season is fantastic. But I was really excited for this one because, you know, it had been like 3 years since the last came, I believe. So I think we all needed it. But the first time I watched Stranger Things, I remember clearly we came back from New York. And while we were in New York, like on a trip with my parents and my brother, while we were there, I had seen like so many billboards of Stranger Things 3, how good it's gonna be, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so it was all over Times Square. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna give it a shot and I'm gonna watch it and I'm gonna enjoy it. So that's what I did the first day. I came home and I started watching Stranger Things 3. Well, no, Stranger Things in general, because I hadn't watched anything else. The thing is, guys, I was jet lagged and I fell asleep for 6 hours that day. So I couldn't watch it. And the next day, I was pretty sure I was at a barbecue and shit, and so I couldn't watch it either. And I started watching it on a Sunday because we came back on a Friday. So I started watching it on Sunday, finished the first season on Sunday, finished the second season on Monday, and finished the third season on Tuesday. So you can imagine my life was pretty much watching Stranger Things, eating with Stranger Things, showering with Stranger Things, well, not showering, but, you know, doing everything except, no, doing, no, how do we say this? Watching Stranger Things, but doing it, doing nothing, you know, like nothing. So I watched it. I loved it. I must say Steve Harrington is my favorite character, and Dustin obviously is like my love. I love him so much. Turn Around Fly Fantasy. Love that for him. He's amazing. Susie. Well, Thuthi. I love him and I love Susie. So I was really, really excited for season 4. And when it came out, I was like, you know, I'm gonna be there in my living room watching the whole entire season straight, like straight. I just binge watched the whole season. And I don't regret it. I don't regret it. I had an amazing time. It was 9 hours of sitting on the couch and watching Stranger Things. I finished at 3 a.m. Yes. I woke up the next day at 9 or even earlier. Yes. Did I enjoy it? Yes. Do I regret it? No. No. So I have been rewatching it all again. I'm going to finish season 3. And I will start rewatching Stranger Things 4 because I want to, like, you know, look out for the details and all of those things that I wasn't, you know, because that's something I always do. I watch shows twice. The first time to enjoy it, the second time to look at the details and to, like, wow, you know, like this and that and connect all the dots and everything. So I always do that. And Stranger Things 4, just like hearing the bones crack and everyone's eyes go poof and disappear and fucking explode. That was amazing. And the 360 degree fucking turn. Oh my God. Well, I don't think you say that. I just invented that expression. But how things turned around, like they flipped. It was like, what? What? Since when is Vecna... I'm not going to say it because it's a very huge spoiler. Since when is Vecna this... Like, how? Like, what? Ooh, what? I was just like, what the fuck is going on? And just how they left us? Like... if Nancy dies, I'm going to throw some hands. I am going to punch somebody. Because no, Nancy can't fucking die. Because that means that Steve is going to be sad for the rest of his fucking life. And I don't want that. I don't want that for my little Stevie. No, no. He has enough that he was in love with Nancy, but she wasn't in love with him. And then she fell in love for a lesbian. Okay? She fell in love with a lesbian best friend. Because now they're best friends. And she is in love with another girl. So, bitch... Steve deserves a girlfriend, and I volunteer for the experiment. I know Joe Keery has a girlfriend, but you know, who says girlfriends are for life? No one. I could be the girlfriend for life, you know? So just Joe Keery, hit me up whenever you want. He's 30. He's 30! Ah! How is that man 30 years old? I don't get it. I don't. It's not. I don't have words. But this season was just amazing. Seeing Steve shirtless. I mean, he's very hairy, but I don't care. I literally don't care. He's so hot when, like, the little bats were attacking him. I was, like, freaking out because I thought he was going to die. But then I was seeing him shirtless and I was like, ah! Yeah. I thought he was gonna die this season, but it turns out that it doesn't seem like it. So I hope he doesn't die, because I will die if Steve or Dustin or Nancy die, or Robin. I mean, if anyone dies, I will die. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, there's one person I don't really care about if they die. If Mr. Jonathan Byers dies, I will cry, because it's, you know, I cry all the time. But I won't be that hurt, you know? It will be like something like, oh no, Jonathan! Poor Joyce! No! He's gone. I don't care. I mean, yeah, I haven't liked him very much this season because he's a stoner now. That's kind of scary. I'm scared of stoners because I feel like they could potentially get aggressive and, like, kill you. I mean, I'm scared of everyone, you know. I'm done talking about Stranger Things. I'm gonna move on, okay? So today, like, I've been taking care of my uncle's cat. Well, my uncle's girlfriend's cat. I don't know, but it's, you know, like, my uncle's cat, kind of, and so, I'm running, I'm just tired, I went to, like, it was very close by, like, it probably took me, like, 5 minutes to get there, walking, maximum, or, well, not five, like, maybe 10 max, like, max, but I don't think it took me that long. And I went there to fit the cat yesterday, like at 7 p.m. My mom took me on the car because she picked me up from theater class. And she took me there and I fed the cat and then I came back and today I played a little bit with it. He's so cute. He's so cute. He's like also very lonely, you know, because he's alone and he feels very sad. That's what I noticed. Maybe I'm just, you know, making this all up in my head. But I felt that he was feeling kind of sad and lonely. But it's okay. Because I fed him. We played a little bit. Oh, he ate some food. And so I also refilled his water with like fresh cold water. We had fun together. He's a very cute cat. Yeah, he's super cute. He's like Garfield, but not that fat. I mean, he's a little bit fat, but not very fat. I feel like if I had a cat, it would probably be like the typical fat cat that doesn't move. Because, you know, they say that animals represent their owners. And so that's how I feel my cat would be like. And also, if I had a dog, it would be like the typical cuddly dog that just wants to be around you all the time. That loves eating, but also likes like going on walks and running around. But that's like really it. I feel like that's the kind of dog I would have. Maybe it's just me hallucinating because I have a disease, you know? Maybe I am mentally ill. Maybe no, I'm definitely mentally ill. But let's pretend that I'm not for a second. No, we can't do that. I'm definitely mentally ill. So I'm also going on a trip this week, which is very exciting. I'm going to Italy and I'm going to enjoy it very, very much. I am very excited because I love traveling and I haven't traveled in like an actual plane, in like actual travels since I went to New York, which was 3 years ago. And so that said, you know, I want to go on a trip, and this year I think I'm going on 3 trips, which is super fun. I'm going to Italy on Thursday morning at 11. I should be preparing my things, but I'm not going to do that. Then I am going to Manchester, kind of. It's not really Manchester, it's close to Wales, around there in July. And after I come from that trip, it's very possible that I go to the north of Spain, to like maybe the Basque country. No, maybe not probably, like definitely for sure, because I want to go to the Basque country. I haven't been there, and I think that I would have so much fun, so I want to go there. So yeah, this year is full of traveling, and I'm really happy because I just love traveling, just like learning about other cultures and getting to enjoy them and experience it and see how people are, because they're normally very different to what you're used to, and I really like that. So yeah, it's really fun to just travel and enjoy time with your family. I feel like I'm possibly the type of person that would like impulsively travel in the middle of the course, like the middle of the year, by themselves. You know, I feel like that's something I would do for sure. Like, imagine me here when I'm 20, bored as fuck. I would be like, Dad, Mom, I'm going on a trip. Bye-bye. And I would just go to fucking Norway and enjoy a week there and then come back. But, like, by myself. Like, that's the type of thing I would do. I think I would definitely be the type of person to go on vacation by themselves to disconnect. I think I would do that for sure. Because, you know, there's not a boyfriend in the picture at all. Like, who's gonna fucking care for me ever for the rest of their lives? No one. No one. I'm too annoying. And yeah, I've also been having super weird dreams, like very, very realistic. I don't know how, I don't know why, but it's been like that. I think it's because Mercury is on retrograde and that makes your dreams like different and like more real. I don't know. I've also finished school, like, well, not officially, but my, like, the
the trimester, the third trimester is done. So I'm not going to go to school this week. I will go to school next week on Monday and Tuesday, I believe. But yeah, it's going to be dramatic. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be something I will never forget. Because I'm scared. I'm not scared. I'm excited for what life is going to bring me. For sure, like, I'm very excited about my future and how it's gonna go. But I'm also sad because, like, a chapter of my life is ending and I don't want that. I don't want to grow up and to be 40. Like, I don't want that. I don't. Yesterday, I cooked, like, I prepared lunch for my family, for the four of us. And I prepared the dinner for the four of us as well. And I was just feeling like, you know, the typical stay-in mom. And I don't want that for me. I hate it. I used to like cooking. But now that I have to do it for, like, my family, no, I hate it. I want to cook whenever I want to cook. Not for, like, my family. No. I love baking. That's another thing. I love baking, but now I hate cooking because I feel like I'm the mom, and I don't want that. I could be the mom of the friend group, but that doesn't mean that I have to be, like, a stay-in mom. No, I don't want that. I want to be an independent, hardworking woman, you know? This sounds really bad because I love my mom, but I want to be the total opposite of her. I want to be the total opposite. I obviously want to be a good mom to my children if I ever have any. But I want to, you know, go out every once in a while. I want to travel by myself. I want to go to work and spend hours there. I want to, but, you know, experience and enjoy my life by myself and not care so much about people. Because I know it's my family. And I know it's like, you know, you have the responsibility to take care of them and to take care of your husband or your children or whatever, but I'm not gonna be like that. Like, I obviously will love my children and will take care of them and I will take them to school, or I will, you know, spend afternoons with them or play games with them or whatever, but I'm not gonna be cooking for my children every single day. I'm not gonna clean the house. I'm not gonna make their beds. I'm not gonna do that. Like, I'm not gonna do that. I either have a husband that take, like, that we kind of, like, share those things in the common, like, I cook one day, you cook another day, I make the beds one day, you make the beds another day. If I don't have that, then I'm not gonna have anything, because I don't want to be the person who carries the family. No, a family is made up of more than one person, you know? And if I'm gonna be the one who's, like, carrying everyone and pushing everyone to do things, I just would rather not have a family. And that's a problem, you know, because I feel like that my standards being so high and so different, I guess, because people don't look at life the way I do most of the time. That's why I believe that I'm never going to get those things, because I have so high, like, that high standards, like. I guess that I got that from reading and watching so much TV, which I guess is also a problem, because, you know, having read so many books makes me realize that I need to have high standards and I cannot just stay for the first one that I see. No, I'm not sticking to the first guy I see. No. I hate life itself already. Don't make me hate it even more. You know what I mean? That's my motto in life. I had another motto. Oh, I hate this cute couples that are, like, posting on Instagram, like, I love, happy 1 year anniversary, love. Can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. Ew. Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. Nobody asked for that shit. You know, like, why are you being like that? Who asked you to be like that? Then you ask why I'm depressed? Bitch, you make me depressed. Why do you do that? Why? You know, it's like, I want to kill myself. Yeah. As you can see, I'm pretty I'm not doing well. But yeah, I hear the typical couples that are like that. Oh, I need to talk about something. So Shakira and Piqué broke up. That means two things. One, I'm heartbroken because now I literally don't believe in love because they have been together for so long and like I shipped them so much. And second thing, Shakira and Chris Evans follow each other on Instagram. If they ever meet up, have a relationship or just have a one night stand, I will kill myself. Because, you know, I know, I kind of believe that Chris is in a relationship with Ana de Armas. I kind of believe that because, you know, they've worked on two movies consequently. I don't know how you say that. But they've worked on two movies, one after the other. And so I believe that it's possible that, you know, they can have something there. But if they don't, and Chris Evans has something, just like the tiniest thing with Shakira, that's when I will end my life. Because I cannot compete against Shakira. Like, I can't. And have you seen the pictures of Chris in the premiere of Lightyear? Lightyear, was it? I don't know. Yeah, it was Lightyear. I'm killing myself. He's so hot. Oh, my God. He looks so handsome and so cute. Oh, and he was in London for the premiere yesterday. Yesterday was his birthday. He turned 41. He's an old man now. He's a little old man. Oh, my God. I love him so much. He's just the most amazing person ever. I'm so excited to see the Green Man and to see fucking Ghost. The Ghost? Ghost? I don't know what. But, yeah. Oh, sorry. My phone. I didn't put it on silent mode. But, yeah. I'm just super excited to watch all of his projects. I'm not going to watch Lightyear on the cinema because, you know, I live in Spain. So that means that it is clear that if I watch it here, it's going to be in Spanish. And I don't want that. I'm going to watch it when it comes out on Disney Plus. Or I'll just watch it on, you know, like those illegal pages. I'll watch it probably on the illegal pages. And I'll just watch it in English. Because it's just fantastic, and I want to see that. I want to see that so bad. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I said this on the other episode, but happy Pride Month to all the gays and the days and everyone that is a part of the LGBTQ community. Love you all. I literally love the gays. Talking about the gays, I watched Heartstopper this weekend, and I'm completely obsessed with it. I love Nick and Charlie so much. They're such a cute couple. I didn't want to watch it because it's like, you know, I don't want to watch anything romantic because I will be depressed. I am still depressed, so I just decided to watch it. And I loved it. It was so beautiful. I love gays. I literally love anything. Like any movie that is about gay people, I love it. Thumbs up for me. That's why I love so much Will Byers, because he's gay and I just stan him. By the way, talking about Will, I saw on a theory that on Stranger Things 2, he said his birthday was, I don't know when it was, but it was the day that Mike came to see Elle on Stranger Things season 4, because you can see it from the recordings with a camera, and it says the date, and so that's why he was very sad, because he thought that at least Mike wouldn't forget about his birthday, because, you know, everyone forgot about his birthday except
Well, except, no, he thought that, you know, Mike would be the exception because, you know, they're both gay and they're both in love. But it turns out it's not like that, and nobody knew that it was his birthday. That's what I saw on TikTok. I don't know if it's true or not, but I guess it is. I mean, I guess it is. Which means that poor Will is definitely gonna kill himself or something. He is definitely suicidal. Don't get me wrong. Love him. But he's definitely depressed. Like, for sure.
But yeah, I think I will end today's episode because I am tired and I'm going to watch Stranger Things season 3.
And I have to go pick up my brother from school in an hour or so. So I'm kind of not in the mood. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. If you made it here, congratulations. You're one of the ultimate fans. You did so good. So thank you for listening. You make me so happy. I love you all so much. And you deserve the world. Mwah. See you on the next episode. Mwah.